Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Cersei in Bologna, Italy. First day of the show, I've run into Scott Jones with Crossville Tile in Crossville, Tennessee. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
I thought we'd talk a little bit about trends and where the market's headed, focusing primarily on the U.S. market. But a little background on you. I think you've been at Crossville for about a year and a half, and you're director of product management, right?
That is correct.
Before you joined Crossville, you spent time at both Armstrong and Carlisle, right?
That is also correct, yes.
Right. So you have a good flooring background, but yet tile is a focus that you've just been focused on here for a couple of years.
That's true. And you see some similarities between the industries in terms of looks and trends. But yes, tile is new to me over the last year and a half.
Another little fun fact, if you don't mind me throwing at you, you're also a graduate of West Point, right?
I did, yes. Uh-huh. Did spend some time in the Army.
All right, so let's talk about your role is to make sure Crossville's got the type of products that the end user on the consumer side or on the commercial side's looking for. Have you seen much at the show here that's gotten you excited that you need to go back and start working on?
I have, and one thing we've found is fortunately we're already working on a lot of the things we're seeing in terms of the more macro trends. And to really set the stage for what I'm seeing, let me take a step back and say, where have we been? And then how is that now being reflected in where we're going? And I think what we've seen is over time in tile, we're getting this real hyper-realism built into tile. And so the technological capabilities in tile have allowed for the production of tile that brings tremendous elements of tile like durability and reliability and being able to expect what you should in the form of different materials like woods and stones that are super hyper-realistic. And so from that background, I think what we're seeing in trend is the reaction to that as people look to move to what's next and how can you start to play with that given all these great technologies. So some of the things that we're really seeing, one, this is not new but continues to be, is the expansion of sizes in tile. And coupled with that is really modularity built into that. So not just getting larger, but having sizes that work well together to expand what you can do with tile. But beyond that, getting back to the response to hyper-realism, a couple of different things. One is something I call turning the expected to unexpected, and that is new treatments or ways of dealing with tile, such as mixed media, mixed sheens or glosses, unexpected shapes and sizes that sort of take the expected and turn it to unexpected.
That's hard to do, though, isn't it? I mean, all these different, like you're talking octagon and you're talking about varying width. So how do you pull that off?
Well, it really comes down to planning. It comes down to planning and it comes down to technical capability. So a lot of this is driven by the ability, such as mixing sheens, where the technologies now allow for printing that makes that possible. And then really driving the planning into it such that you can create modularity in the shapes and make sure that your business and financial side can support the shapes and sizes that you need within the market.
You know, as we look around here, I've walked the show all day and I'm seeing less wood. I know you guys have just introduced, I think last year, a couple of wood products that are doing really well. I think the United States runs a little bit behind when it comes to trends. I've seen a lot of concrete, seeing a lot of this painted concrete look, that Art Deco type of a look. Scott, what do you call this look that we're seeing that's looking like painted concrete? We used to see back in the 20s and 30s. What do they call that?
That style is called encaustic tile, Kemp. And that's something we've been seeing for a couple of years now. And that's really part of this pattern explosion that I was talking about earlier in the abstracts. And that's leading to both the traditional encaustics, which are very bold, can often be colorful, have high contrast, and that's leading to much more subtle versions sort of becoming the next evolutions, or other abstract patterns as well that join it in that world that people want to see these patterns, be they bold or be they subtle.
One of the things that I'm noticing here in Italy is continual look toward minimalistic, a lot of concrete, terrazzo in tile form. What are some of the trends that you think we're seeing here that'll make it over in the States?
Well, I think exactly as you're saying, Kemp, this is one of those responses to hyper-realism in that what I'm seeing, and it relates to what you're saying, is a response in the form of abstracts. So be that resin looks, solid colors, patterns, but patterns done, we've had very bold patterns and they're becoming very subtle patterns. I think this is in response to the hyper-realism of the stones and woods, is people now tending more towards abstracts.
Crossville doesn't come to this show. I mean, you don't have an exhibit here, but you bring a lot of your team because the team needs to see what's going on in the market, and I'm sure you have a lot of customers here as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to keep your eye on what's happening in the landscape. You can't design products and bring things to market in a vacuum. So you have to know what's going on out there, both from what people are producing and what people are wanting.
You know, Crossville is really two companies in one. You're the second largest manufacturer in the United States of porcelain tile behind all of the Dale Tile brands. And you're also Crossville Tile and Stone. So you sell other than your own products, you sell other people's products, which gives you some insight. So I'm sure you use that information as well to know what Crossville needs to come out with next, don't you?
It certainly helps. It's definitely an input into our process in terms of getting to see a broader picture from the inside, so to speak, in terms of what's happening outside of just ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is business good? I think last year the business grew, I can't remember, somewhere around 6%, and I'm hearing that it may be doing a little better than that this year, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, business has been good this year, and we just continue to see tile as a growing share within the marketplace, and our position within tile, fortunately, as a growing share within the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. How do you work this show? Just walk up and down the halls, or do you have appointments, or how do you do it?
It's a combination of both. There's certainly appointments where we go and see specific people, but we do a lot of walking up and down the halls. There are just so many really beautiful things to see at this show that we try to take in as much as we can. So we split up into smaller sub-teams and try to capture as much as we can.
One last question. Is the use of tile moving up the walls, are you seeing more being used on the walls than in years past?
Oh, it definitely is. That is absolutely happening. And it's happening in all different forms, be it small tile, large tile, the large panels, textures, no texture, varying designs. A lot of the tremendous design explosion that happened in standard floor tile has more than done so in wall tile, because you can tend to be a little more playful often in wall tile. So absolutely growing in terms of how much is going on walls and the explosion of what you see on walls.
All right, Scott, thanks for spending time with us and telling us a little bit about some of the trends we're seeing here at Chersai and what's selling in the United States. Again, been talking to Scott Jones, Director of Product Management with Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.